Hello, everybody.
Nog een keer.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. May I first introduce to you Veerle de Meester. Veerle is exhibition coordinator at the Museum of Fine Arts in Antwerp, Belgium.
And Wendela Brouwer. Wendela works as a head register at the Rijksmuseum, the Netherlands, in Amsterdam.
Two small countries, but today we are here to represent Europe. We will tell you a little bit about the history of the registrars groups in Europe and give you an update on recent developments. In the US, there is one organization, ARCS, with 900 members. In Europe, however, there are 1,000 registrars connected to registrars groups, 10 different registrars groups in 14 countries. The Nordic registrars group covers Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and Finland, and the Netherlands registrars group also includes colleagues from Belgium. And there is an unknown number of countries that do not have registrars groups at all, as far as we know. The idea of creating a networking opportunity and sharing knowledge of the profession of the registrar started in 1998 when the UKRG organized the first registrars conference, the European Registrars Conference in London. This conference was very successful and was followed by a series of conferences on a biannual basis. In 2000 in Paris, in 2002 in Rome, followed by a conference in Wolfsburg, Germany, then in 2006, the European Registrars Conference was held in Madrid, in 2008 in Basel, Switzerland, in 2010 in Amsterdam. I've never seen a fancier picture of Amsterdam in my life. In 2012 in Edinburgh, Scotland. And the last one was in 2014 in Helsinki. The 10th European Registrars Conference will be held in Vienna in 2016. These conferences were all very successful with an increasing number of participants. However, slowly, in different places and different minds, a feeling arose that something was missing. As one of our colleagues said, as things are now, we meet every second year to reconfirm that we deal with the same problems, that we do agree on best practices, and attempts are being made to move forward. And I believe that we do move forward in several areas. However, a lot of times, ERC seems mostly to be a networking opportunity. And when it comes to action, we face difficulties because we do not speak with one voice. Having made these observations, this was the right moment to organize a meeting with the chairs of the European Registrars Groups.
On October 9, 16 representatives, mainly chairs of 10 European register groups from 14 countries, sat around the table. The majority of these colleagues did not know each other, so the first item on the agenda was an introduction round. Not only didn't we know each other, we hardly knew anything about each other's registers group. A range of interesting facts came to light. All the register groups have similar aims. The groups are platforms to exchange ideas, share knowledge, and organize meetings and workshops. But there are also many differences. The UKRG was founded in 1979 and by far the oldest group in Europe. The Hungarian Registers Group is the youngest. It was founded in 2015. The Netherlands Registers Group is connected to the National Museums Association and does not have members, only followers. The Nordic Registers Group covers four Scandinavian countries and has functioned without an official board from 1998 until 2014. Atermici, the Spanish group, the chair alternates per region. An important issue for Registrate, the Italian registered group, is that the profession of registrar is not recognized in national museums because it's not mentioned on the list of the Ministry of Culture. Next on the agenda of October 9th, communication, improve communication. The next question was how we could do that, how we could improve contact and communication between the groups and or start a new European group. Rather than starting something new that would create a lot of work, and we all have already have a lot of work to do, we decided upon a step-by-step approach in order to achieve quick results. First, facilitate accessibility to each other's websites. This means that at least part of the website should be in English. Second, encourage attendance by colleagues to each other's events. In this case, language in Europe might be a challenge. Three, an updated contact list. And finally, use of the new media for communication.
After that, we discussed the subjects to put on the European Registrar's agenda for the coming years. As there are loads of issues to discuss, we had to make a selection in advance. We asked all the groups to send us their top three, and these were the issues we discussed. Indemnity and insurance, subtitled Understanding and Access to Information. Every country, but not all countries in Europe, has its own indemnity scheme with specific conditions and regulations. This is confusing. It would be helpful to have an updated overview at hand. This could also encourage lenders to accept indemnity.
Action points: update an existing but outdated overview of the European indemnity schemes.
Second one, courier guidelines and courier training, subtitled European guidelines and courier training outlines. When preparing our first courier training in the Rijksmuseum, we asked one of our shippers to describe a good courier. Instead, he described a bad courier. Someone who is not in control and doesn't understand the situation at, for example, an airport. In other words, courier training is very important, but it's common sense in only a few European countries.
Action points: share knowledge and experience, set up courier guidelines and guidelines for local courier training programs.
The third point, loan agreements, subtitled, treat loans out as we would like to be treated when borrowing. Loan traffic is becoming more and more juridical. Registrars are not educated in law, but have to deal with legal aspects in loan agreements. There's a wish for common principles for loan agreements.
Action points: all groups set up a list of the most tricky things in loan agreements and loan contracts and bring them to the next meeting. After an intense day, a declaration of intent was signed by all the participants. Results: 15 very happy registrars looking forward to a common European future with a meeting every year. If you would need any information or if you have any suggestions for us, please let us know. There's not only Wendla and me, but besides us, there are board members of several European registered groups. They will raise their hands right now.
finally, we would like to draw your attention to the next European Registrars Conference in Vienna in June 2016. Thank you very much for your attention and enjoy the conference.